Everyone, I'd like to call the Water Issues Committee to order. Gloria, you want to lead us in the pledge?
Yes, ma'am. Please stand. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
All right. May we have the roll call?
Roll call, Director Green.
Yes.
Director Nguyen. Director Yeo.
Here.
Director Rowe.
Here.
Director Whitaker. Director Mendoza. Director Ma'ai.
Here.
Director Ta.
Here.
Director Bilodeau. Director Sheldon. Director Mendoza. You do have a quorum of your committee.
Okay. Do we have any items received too late to be agendized?
There are none.
All right. Now's the time for visitor participation. Do we have anyone who would like to speak? I'm not seeing any hands.
No hands raised.
Okay. All right, we'll keep moving. Next is our consent calendar. Do we have a motion?
I'll move it.
Director Yeo second.
All right.
Roll call, Director Green.
Yes.
Director Nguyen. Director Yeo.
Yes.
Director Rowe.
Yes.
Director Whitaker. Director Mendoza? Director Ma'ai?
Yes.
Director Ta?
Yes.
That motion carries with 5 yes votes.
Okay. Now moving on to item 6, listing of a Southern California steelhead as an endangered species under the California Endangered Species Act. Greg, are you going to take this one?
Good morning. Hi, Director Green.
Hi.
Members of the board, pleasure to be with you here this morning.
Thank you.
And I'll share my screen. Good morning. I'll do a little bit of background since it's been a while since we talked about this particular item. So this is a picture of the fish, the steelhead trout. And it is currently federally listed. It's been listed on the federal endangered species list for a number of years, but now the state is going through a process to consider whether the state should list this species also. So the background of this is that state law allows a party or individuals to petition the state to list a species under the California Endangered Species Act. So Caltrout submitted a petition to list the Southern California steelhead. So we'll generally refer to that as the Southern steelhead. So that petition sought listing of the Southern steelhead as an endangered species under the California Endangered Species Act. So that matter goes before the California Fish and Game Commission. And they have technical support from the California Department of Fish and Wildlife. So once that petition was filed last year, the department conducted a review of Caltrout's petition. And when they do that review, it's not a deep dive into all the information. They review the petition, they review other information that's been submitted to the state. And that led to the commission in April of this year making a determination that the species may be warranted for listing. So that's called accepting the petition that has a separate action of approving the species as a candidate for listing. And then as a candidate species for listing, take, which is a important legally defined term, take of Southern steelhead is prohibited. Now, big picture for OCWD, the Santa Ana River has not had steelhead fish in it since at least the 1950s, the early 1950s, due to the heavily modified nature of the Santa Ana River. It's not suitable habitat for the steelhead, and steelhead can't migrate up the river, as we'll talk about in a little bit. But we are still concerned about this particular item and potential ramifications of it.
Hey, Greg, just back yes. up.
Yes.
Could you elaborate on what you mean by not a deep dive into all data? I think that's kind of important.
Yeah. So, and the commission and the department acknowledged this when they made their decision in April 2022. They're currently doing a more deeper analysis, and that's the next step that the department's working on, where they go through all the information on the species. That's what they're doing now. But when they led up to their review of the Caltrout's petition, they had not done that at that time. And that's apparently their normal process.
Well, is it your sense that the goal for protecting the species is for the Santa Ana River may be required to have a trout channel up and down the river?
We don't necessarily think so. That's something that, you know, we need to be, of course, wary of. We haven't seen any indication that that's what the department would want to do, but we need to be wary of that.
Okay, thank you.
So what the department's doing now is the status review, which is, as they call it, their deep dive into all the data. So the California Department of Fish and Wildlife is doing a more thorough review now. It's scheduled to be completed by April 2023, unless they request an extension. And looking at other species that have gone through this recently, you know, the department has requested a time extension, but we don't know that that's going to happen. So the status review, which is a report prepared by the department, is a key report used by the commission in their listing decision next year. Additionally, the department's report will be peer-reviewed by independent peer reviewers. And so then there'll be a commission action next year to review that report and determine if the petitioned action is warranted or not. So we generally refer to that as the final listing decision. So the earliest that would be approximately next April or May, if they go at their fastest possible pace. So the potential impacts of listing the southern steelhead, and these are region-wide. These are not specific to any particular area. These are broad implications for Southern California. That is that if the state lists it as endangered, there's concern about duplication of federal efforts because there are ongoing federal efforts. The federal listing, as I mentioned, has been in place for a number of years. It has not affected OCWD's operations at all. And mitigation measures or conservation measures could be implemented by the state that conflict with federal directives. There would be a permanent prohibition of take, which is essentially there's a prohibition of take now because it's a candidate species, but that would be a permanent prohibition of take if it's listed by the state. And then potentially in some areas, requirements for bypass of water or other mitigation measures. So the range of the listing is essentially from San Luis Obispo County to the Mexican border, to the U.S.-Mexican border. And, you know, some agencies in Southern California currently have significant impacts from the federal listing. So the current federal listing is already impacting some water agencies in Southern California. So getting back to the Santa Ana River, we have extensive barriers to fish passage, one of which is the 6-mile stretch of the river that is concrete lined. So we believe this is essentially a barrier to fish passage upstream of the steelhead. If it were present in the ocean desiring to go upstream, because there's no natural refugia, or in a natural river, you have refugia or areas where there's lower velocity, whereas the fish migrate upstream, they can rest in a natural river. But this highly engineered system, the velocities are continuous and you don't have those natural refugia. So this is a barrier to fish passage. And then secondly, we have 14 concrete drop structures that occur in the river, essentially from near the golf course that occurs in the river just below the 22 freeway up to the stretch towards Weir Canyon in the Santa Ana Canyon. So these are barriers also. So getting back to how OCWD has been involved with this since it began, district staff and the district's general counsel have been participating in an aqua working group. We've also submitted comment letters to the commission and to the department. And we've been working with interested water agencies to see if we can get a group to cost share an alternative staff review. So the proposed alternative staff review, which is an item we're bringing to you this morning, is a group of water agencies in Southern California. We think at this point we have about six, five others in us, so six total, that would prepare a separate alternative status review. This alternative status review would help provide the commission with the best available information as it makes its listing decision next year. So we don't have a defined cost and scope at this point. We're working with this group to nail that down and get it ready to go. But we currently estimate our contribution for this effort for us would be not to exceed $50,000. So we have a ballpark estimate of the total study at $300,000. So divide by six, that's $50,000 each. So at this time, it's estimated, again, that five other water districts will contribute, but we're still working out to determine the final commitment and determine the agencies that will participate and would contribute to this. So our staff recommendation is to authorize contributing up to $50,000 to a joint effort to prepare an alternative status review of the Southern California Steelhead, and also authorize the district's general counsel to develop a common interest agreement with other interested parties for development of the alternative status review. That concludes my presentation. I'd be glad to answer any questions.
Jeremy Jungris?
Yes, good morning, Madam Chair. Just real quick, if we could go back a couple slides, I just wanted to make one additional point. One more, please. One more. Well, I'm not getting to the right. One more. Sorry about that. There we go. I want to talk one of the other important points about, and Greg covered most of the issues, but one of the important ones that I wanted the board to be aware of, the committee to be aware of, is that one of the things that's most controversial about the state's trying to do is they're trying to regulate, or at least they've proposed to regulate, resident rainbow trout as well. Right. And so steelhead are anadromous. They go back and forth. Anadromous meaning they go back and forth to the ocean. Rainbow trout are very close genetically, if not identical, to steelhead, but they're plentiful. You can have rainbow trout, you know, for dinner any night. And so there's a real issue with the state trying to pull in rainbow trout that have perhaps been stocked, you know, several decades before, but now live in the watershed, into the umbrella of coverage under the California Endangered Species Act. So that's one of the issues. Also, critical habitat and where would be designated critical habitat. The state calls it something different. Critical habitat is actually a federal term, but there have been proposals during the initial candidate listing process. So there is risk. Greg brings up that, you know, in the Santa Ana River, we've never been able to get anything official from CDFW saying, well, okay, you have barriers to anadromy, but nevertheless, we're not taking you off of the list of places that are potentially going to be subject to these prohibitions under CESA. So there is a potentially significant interest for OCWD.
Thanks, Jeremy.
Okay. Any other questions or comments? I'm not. Yes, yeah. Dr. Rowe.
Yes, Greg. My understanding is the United Water Conservation District is being basically told by the federal government to do some mitigation. Is that correct? And what is that?
I have some understanding of that, not a real deep understanding, but I, from talking to United staff, yes, they've been, their operation has been affected by the federal listing, and they divert water from a river, much like we do, to recharge groundwater. So, you know, big picture, the nature of their operations are similar to ours in the sense that United diverts water from a river, the Santa Clara River, to recharge groundwater. And they've had to change their diversion practices and build fish ladders, a fish bypass, that type of activity.
Right. That's an unlined channel, the Santa Clara River, that yes. They're diverting from.
Yes.
Their situation is pretty different than OCWD's, but they're looking at hundreds of millions of dollars in potential infrastructure changes in order to be able to just sustain what existing facilities they have.
Are they one of the other agencies that we're going to be joining?
Potentially, yes.
Okay, thank you.
Each of the agencies is still in the situation where the staff are reviewing it with their respective governing boards.
Director Yeo?
Thank you, Chair Green. I think Jeremy kind of answered my question. My question was that if this goes through, are they going to require us to potentially remove that 6 miles of concrete line Santa Ana River to make something happen for the fish? And that's, am I understanding it correctly, Greg?
We don't know that they would do that. It would be extremely expensive and probably infeasible to do that, because you can't just remove the concrete and keep the same flood risk protection. You know,
right. And so what's the point of them doing this? I'm just, okay.
Well, Director Yeo, just to answer, there really hasn't been advocacy to remove anything in the Santa Ana River, at least not that I've ever heard. But in the LA River, which if you think about being impacted, I mean, it's probably much more so than the Santa Ana River. I mean, it's even more miles of concrete line channel. And there have been pushes from certainly advocacy groups in the LA River to, you know, to return steelhead, which of course is, you talk about a major undertaking. So it is, you know, I think CDFW realizes there's some real challenges associated with trying to recover steelhead in the Santa Ana River, but they haven't ruled it out. And so at this point, you can't say that it's not something that potentially could be advocated in the future.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, any other questions or comments?
Well, I'd like to ask, when you say prepare an alternative status review, could you describe that?
Yes, so the California Code of Regulations spells out what is in the requirements for the status review that the state does. So it has a series of topics like the range of the species, the population, what the threats are. There's a whole series of requirements that they're evaluating. So this would be a separate analysis of the same criteria, but done by experts that our group would hire to perform an independent review of the information. And in particular, what we want to include, among other things, is the freshwater rainbow trout aspect of this, to make sure that's given the right level of analysis, because there are many more of the rainbow trout, the freshwater form of the fish, than there are the steelhead. And so it's essentially a separate independent review of the information by scientists who are extremely well qualified, so that information is presented to the commission.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, I've gone to some of the hearings, and when I can, which isn't very often, I listen in on the working groups on this, and boy, this is going fast and it's being pushed. So it really frightens me on what's going on in this situation right now. So thank goodness we have such good staff who really follow this and are helping out. So do we have a motion? I'll move it. Do we have a second?
Do we have a second?
And Director, you have a second.
All right.
Roll call, Director Green.
Yes.
Director Nguyen.
Yes.
Director Yeo.
Yes.
Director Rowe.
Yes.
Director Mendoza.
Yes.
That motion carries with 5 yes votes.
Okay. Sorry, I'm trying to get to the end of the agenda. All right. Can we put everything on the consent calendar for the board meeting?
Yes, Madam Chair, we'll do that.
Thank you very much. All right. Do we have any directors' announcements or reports? I'm not seeing any. Are you? Am I missing anybody?
I don't see any hands.
Okay. General Manager, do you have any announcements or a report?
No, I do not. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Okay. Well, we are adjourned. Good morning, everybody. Have a good day.
Good morning.
Bye.
Good morning. Have a good day.